And I want to invite forward any children that we have this morning for a brief children's message. We've got three. Man. And I've got one, two, three. I've got six, seven. Seven. That means you each can have two this morning. I'm going to start off. It's pretty cool. You come forward and you get an Oreo cookie. All right. Go ahead and take that. Absolutely, absolutely do not eat it. Okay? Do not eat it. Now, you can touch it. Go ahead and touch it. You can feel it, but don't eat it. Go ahead and smell it for a second. Yeah, how does that smell? Is that good? Yeah? Oh, Drew, man, you're here. You saw the cookies, huh? Yeah, there you go. There, Drew. Go ahead and smell it. Don't eat it. Smell it. What do you think of that smell?
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, it does smell like Oreos. Yep. Okay, don't eat it. Remember the rule? Don't eat it. Is your mouth starting to water right now?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, good. But remember, don't eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. You're probably feeling tempted to eat the Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Before we do that, let's talk about that little word there I just mentioned, tempt. What does it mean to tempt someone? You don't know. Thank you for sharing that. Does anyone know what to tempt someone means? Or what's a temptation? Any thoughts on that?
No.
No? Okay, no? All right, well, let me help you out. To tempt something is when we want to do something that we know that we shouldn't do. Does that make sense? Yeah, we want to do something, but we know that we shouldn't do it. That's what temptation kind of has to deal with. Now, I told you that you couldn't eat the cookie. You want to eat the cookie, but you can't right now because I told you you can't. You want to do it, but I'm saying hold off, all right? That's kind of a temptation that's there. Now, sometimes we don't like to listen or obey our parents. Is that true? Wow, thanks, Claire. Yeah, appreciate that. What are some of the rules that you have that you're just like, I don't know why we have that rule in our house? Is there a rule? Andrew?
Yeah.
Do you have a rule that you kind of don't want to follow even though you know you should?
Yeah.
Like what? What's a rule in your house?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have a rule in your house? All right, Cece.
I eat too many sugar
beans out of that. Oh, man. And you came to church and you got sugar. Oh, man. Oh, no. And you want to kind of break that rule, don't you? Sometimes? Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes I try
to steal
popsicle, but.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got like special skills, doesn't she? All right, so. Your mom's kind of like a ninja, okay? You got to remember that. She's got ninja skills. Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure your mom's got ninja skills, too. She can see behind the back of her head. Pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, back on topic here. We want to obey and listen, but sometimes it's really hard. It is. But what I want to share with you today is we don't have to rely on our own strength. See, Jesus gives us strength to overcome temptation. You may have heard me read a little passage there from, I was right up here and I was reading. And Jesus was being tempted. He was out in the wilderness for 40 days without any food, without any water. Do you think the Oreo would have tasted good? Miles, calm down, buddy. Yeah? Do you think Oreos existed 2,000 years ago?
No.
What do you think?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But an Oreo would have tasted really, really good. Jesus was tempted to change the rock into bread. And remember this. Temptation is not a sin. Temptation is not a sin. It's a sin when we give in to the temptation. All right? Temptation's not a sin. There's nothing wrong to have a temptation. It's when we give in to it, all right? So Jesus had a special tool to help him from giving in to the temptation. He used God's word. Every time he was tempted, he kind of remembered something that God had said, and he remembered that, and it helped him to not give in to the temptation. So today, as we close out our time, what tool can you use to keep yourself from giving in to temptation?
Reminding.
Yeah. Very good.
And self-talk.
Don't eat the cookie. Don't eat the cookie. That's good. Any other tools you can use to not give in? Anybody else? Claire, thoughts? Oh, remember this. Take a time out and pray. Ask God for help. You can do that, right? You can also use God's word in any moment of temptation. It's there to comfort you. So thank you for coming up. And yes, at this point, you can have your cookie. But watch the crumbs. That's the big thing. We don't want to have crumbs on the floor here in church. All right, you can go back to your parents. Thank you for coming up.